It's time once again for the mailbag, in which we read your cards and letters. Hey, Yayo, the bag is sopping wet.
It's this message in a bottle, Don. Looks like some seawater got in there, too. Dear A Moment of Science, I'm writing you this letter from somewhere in the Atlantic. My ship went down, and all I have is a bar magnet.
I guess he's also got a radio.
And a radio. What can I do to get back home? Signed, Ahab.
Ahab?
Ahab, sorry.
Well, Ahab, lucky for you that you happen to have the bar magnet. There's an old trick that Chinese sailors used to do as far back as the 12th century. Just float the bar magnet on a little piece of wood in a bucket of water. Wait a minute, and you will find the magnet's north pole is pointing north. You've constructed a simple compass.
I don't get it.
The entire Earth is surrounded by its own magnetic field. If a bar magnet is allowed to move freely, it will line itself up with the Earth's field. The opposite poles of Earth and bar magnet will attract, and the like poles repel.
But you said the north pole will point north.
True. The north pole on a compass needle is actually its south pole. It's labeled north for convenience sake because that's the end that points north. The little N really means this pole points north.
Ahab should be home in no time.
Just trying to do our part.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.